This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Supreme Court of Nevada rejected an appeal late Tuesday from President Donald Trump's campaign to overturn the U.S. presidential election, affirming President-elect Joe Biden's win in one of the battleground states that gave him overall victory. It was the latest court failure for Mr. Trump and his allies, who have lost dozens of cases in state and federal courts in an unsuccessful attempt to nullify the results of the November 3rd election. Mr. Trump says the result was fraudulent, but no court has found evidence to support his assertions. Trump has refused to concede to the loss to Biden or say whether he plans to attend Biden's inauguration at the U.S. Capitol January 20th. As U.S. coronavirus deaths hit record levels, President Trump is hailing his administration's effort to deliver a vaccine to Americans, and President-elect Biden is warning of more horrors ahead. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
The president says the expected green light from U.S. regulators for vaccines means every American who wants a shot will get one.
They say it's somewhat of a miracle, and I think that's true.
As he tried to boost confidence yesterday in the vaccines themselves and the government's ability to distribute them.
Vaccines in a vial only work if they're injected into an arm of people, especially those most at risk.
The bulk of doing that will fall on the Biden administration in what the president-elect calls one of the hardest and most costly challenges in American history. He's warning the pandemic may get worse before it gets better. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden held separate events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic Tuesday. President Trump signing an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a vaccine.